Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with the love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my co-host, my family, my friends, the newcomers, all of you who are tuned in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with the love. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I was praying to God for this particular special segment of the ministry, God revealed something to me, and I want to relay it to all of my listeners and to all of you who will listen at a later time. What we want to do today is we're going to write a letter to God, not only thanking God for his goodness and mercy, but God says the sky is the limit, the door is open. And he says, you may ask for anything you want in his name. Amen. And what I want you to understand is that the reason why on Mondays that we have our heart configuration or heart transplant is because God is preparing us for something, and our hearts have to be right anytime God gives us something that is priceless. And so we have to take care of what God gives unto us. Then we also have to bless people, so God has to make sure that he's putting his blessings in the right hands of his people. So, with that being said, I usually, or the Holy Spirit usually lead us to just limit our desires or our heart's desires, our needs and wants, which we're going to continue to do, limit those things to aspirations rather than material things. But God says he wants us to let it all out. He wants us to make it plain, write the vision. You know, if you're that type of person, amen, praise God, if you're that type of person that you want to have a youth recreation center in many different states and or in many different cities or in many different countries, then God says, write that vision, make it plain. If you want to just move your life forward, whatever that means, and you want to just give your life to God and say, God, use me in a mighty way, do that. If you want to have a radio ministry, praise God, that's online, that expands and that reaches the masses and reaches individuals who love God and Jehovah as much as you do, then write that. And God says the doors are open. He says the blessings are open where you will not have enough room to receive. He says, but you, God was speaking to me, you have to get your listeners in the mode of not only speaking to me, but writing their vision, making it plain, and writing to God. Amen. We write to people, but God says write to him. Amen. Writing is also therapy. And so if you're going through and you're trying to get to, amen, then God says just write it plain. What is it? What is it that you want? But you have to make sure your heart is right. God says this is harvest season. He says you have to make sure that your heart is right. Whatever we desire, whatever we're asking God, we have to make sure that we're doing this to help people. We can't have any selfish motives, any personal agendas. We can't be trying to keep up with the Joneses and the Smiths. This has to be something that God has a gift to you, and you're trying to refine it. You're trying to fine-tune it. This can't be something just because you see the Joneses with this, oh, now you want to write your vision and make it plain. No, 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 no. That's why we pray to God. We ask God to remove anything out of our hearts that's not like him, anything that's out of our minds that's not like him, because we want to make sure that when we get in the presence of God, whether it's writing, whether it's speaking, whatever it is, that our hearts are right and our minds are made up. And so on tonight, we're going to have that opportunity to just write to God. And there are many different things that God has shown. He's opened up so many doors, so many opportunities that the Lord has given. Amen. and I'm excited about it. And I know that God is going to continue to bless because he is in the blessing business at this time and always was. But I want you to really think about I want to get my listeners and those who listen to this ministry, I want to get you thinking. I want to entertain, if you will, your brain for a little while, and I want us to start thinking about the vision. We have so many years left on this earth. Let's just be real, okay? Even if we're going to live past 120, we have so many years left, and time is ticking. We never get that time back. And so we're going to go ahead and we're going to write to God. And I want you, this is going to be some of our therapy. We're going to incorporate it. You know, on Mondays, of course, we have the writing activity in which we add, multiply, divide, and then there's the power and the prayer. We took out subtraction. God says that's in the past. That's old. He says dead. It died. He says I'm ready to move you forward, and I'm ready to expand your life. I'm ready to, in other words, he says, I'm ready to double your life more than what it was before. So we're not talking about subtraction anymore. That's old business. Amen. God is moving us to a new, more productive foundation as far as our spiritual lives are concerned with him. So that's on Mondays. On Tuesdays, what we usually do is we usually go over the book, prayers. That particular book, and we have a book study. On Wednesdays, of course, it's praying with power and love, and sometimes we incorporate music. But on Thursdays, that's usually our time in which we'll have different gospel artists, top 15 Billboard. Then on Friday, we're going to incorporate probably the writing aspect. Sometime within the week, we're going to incorporate this because we need to write our vision and make it plain, and we're going to expand it, okay? Before long, it's going to be a book. Wow. We're going to expand our vision, but we're going to write to God. And I want you to watch how all these things unfold. It doesn't matter what the devil has. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. God says this is new. He says this is brand new. He says this is something that he's put his power on. God says, you know, we have to move forward. Right? That's how we move. He says if a car is put in reverse, a car is trying to go a different direction. A car is never, you never see a car, okay, that is traveling down the highway in reverse. He says, so our lives are forward. He says you can't help but to go forward. You're not going backwards. So we're going to do that activity, and the activity is, and I'm going to be very general because all I want you to do is write a letter to God. Thank God. First of all, let me tell you the outline. You're going to have your introduction, of course, because you have to greet God, right? Then you're going to have your thank you. You're going to thank God. Then you're going to, of course, have your vision. And then you're going to bless God. And then you're going to say in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I want to tell you what this letter could be about, okay? And it could be about anything. God says the sky's the limit. He says it's open. I mean, seriously, it's just open. You're free. He says it's open. He says what is it that you desire? What is it you want? This is a good time to tell Jesus Christ. It could be anything from, you know, your children's college. It could be you want to start a youth project. It could be a ministry. It could be careers. It could be retirement. It could be spirituality. Could be family. Could be friends. Could be yourself. Make it personal. Could be anything with your church. It could be your home. Could be your finances. Could be trips. Could be you're looking for speaking gigs. Those are just some examples. And God says with this, he wants us to be very honest, and he wants us to write our vision. All those things, whatever it is that we want, whatever it is, God says, put it in here. Whatever it is that we want, put it in here. Now, I'm going to tell you this, okay? Just because we're able to pretty much write what we want to God, okay? Let's not get in a mode of just abusing our freedom, abusing that God is about to give. God says your heart has to be right and you have to be ready to take care of it. We don't want to just, you know, ask for a whole bunch of things just for it to be given, and then we abuse it. As far as we don't like, if it's money, we don't invest, or if it's God propels you, you don't thank God, right? So we want to make sure that whatever you ask God, you do it in Jesus' name, and you also make sure that you're a little conservative as far as what we ask God, because God can increase the small amount to something huge. God says he's ready to move our lives forward. You know, he says we're not moving in a backwards motion. Nothing is backwards. He says that subtraction stuff, he says that's no longer, he said that means absolutely nothing. That's zero. Okay, so we're going to go ahead. I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to give you time to reconstruct a letter to God. And I want you, as I said before, I want you to be very specific. I want you to take this time out, act like, you know, you're on a shopping spree. But we have some things that we need to do decent and in order. So we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever. Who made the great lights. His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day. His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for just keeping us in your perfect peace, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation that you gave, that we can ask for anything in your name and we shall receive. We can seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings in disguise. We thank you for the tables that are turning, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and mercy. Lord Jesus, we thank you and we ask that everything that we touch, Heavenly Father, be anointed by you. Everything that we do, Heavenly Father, be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you've done for us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us a platform. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing those individuals out of the hospital, blessing those who are going in, and blessing those who are coming out. We say thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We continue to ask for prayers and blessings upon the bereaved families, Heavenly Father. Help them and provide strength unto them during this trying time. Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. And as we begin to write, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you anoint our hands and our hearts, Heavenly Father, where we may be aligned to your will, Heavenly Father, so that we shall receive. We ask in the name of Jesus that we get into the utter presence of you, Heavenly Father, and that we adore and reverence who you are. Now, Lord, as we get ready to transition into something higher, Heavenly Father, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each person under the sound of my voice, and would you help us, Heavenly Father, to become better for you. In Jesus' name, in Jehovah's name, amen. Amen and praise God. Now, I'm getting ready to put on the music. And, of course, this is Your Good by Mr. Dappy Keys. And the music's going to continue to play. We're going to hear some relaxing music, and we're just going to write to God. And I'll stop us in about 10 minutes. And then afterwards, we'll have announcements, and I'll bid you a great night. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida. Love. I'm going to see if there's another selection here. As you go ahead and continue to write, because we're having some technological difficulty, so I'm going to see if we can get some music here. And you may continue to write. As it's quiet, I am still on the line. We're just going to keep writing. I'm actually trying to pull up my other laptop here because we're having some bad interception. But let's go ahead and continue writing until we get this technology. And if it doesn't come on, let's continue to write. Sometimes it's great to write in silence as well. For those of you who are just now joining, we're actually writing a letter to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, Elohim, thanking God just for the many blessings he's bestowed, and God wants us to just write about whatever it is that we want in Jesus' name. You are listening to the OurFreedomLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love, and we're going to write in silence for another about 5 to 6 minutes. About 2 more minutes. All right. So, we're starting our venture with God, our letter to God. We're writing the vision and making it plain. And God says, watch. Jehovah says, watch what he can do. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I know we had some technological difficulties, but that's just part of technology. I was going to give you another song, but I will wait until our next ministry to do so. But I want you to really think about everything that you've written to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Jehovah. And I want you to expect it. God has been awesome. He has been just great. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to walk with God at a very young age, and I've studied the book of Jehovah, and I've studied God, and both have helped along the way, you know, because you have to continue to have faith of a mustard seed and continue to believe and trust in God, and with God, all things are possible. we're making our request known. God said this is the season. He gave the okay. He gave his approval. In other words, he gave his authorization, and he said, let them ask, and I shall give. And so whatever it is, whether you're in a storm or not, this is a good time to begin to ask God for his favor, grace, and mercy. Begin to ask God for what you want. God says that your heart must be right. Right, and you have to be the chosen. When we talk about the chosen, we're talking about the season. It has to be your season, and we talk about that a lot. And so, you know, just continue to pray to God and ask God. We have over 400 individuals on this line, and if you want to say something, you can at any time. But continue to trust God, continue to believe in God, and you will never fail because God is able, like Sister Angela Blair said on last night. When she was singing, God is able and he won't fail. So I want you guys to just reminisce about what you've written. You know, anything that's in the will of God is going to come to pass. But we have to continue to water. We have to continue to believe. Amen. And we put everything in God's hands. And we turn people over to God. We turn things over to God. We turn situations over to God. And we move forward. You know, we talk about how we trust in God and how we believe in the power of God. And we must continue to believe in the power of God because God is able. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and go by now so I can bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE, or you can go to EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on this particular ministry. In addition to that, be sure to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Why? Because the prayer of the righteous avails much, and we must continue to pray for each and every person. In addition to that, check out our freetoloveshow.com and stellargospelmusic.com. Be sure to check that out and go to the different websites and see what's going on. In addition to that, check out our frida.hubpages.com. Our frida.hubpages.com. Those are different articles, as we said. And be sure, speaking of articles, be sure that you're writing your vision and making it plain. Be very specific. Tell, you know, where the area is, all of those things. Be very specific with that because God is going to do it. So I just want you guys to just enjoy life and love each other and, you know, move forward, press toward the mark. I know that, you know, a lot of things occurred that wasn't right, says the Lord. But God says you got to move forward. He says you got to put people in my hands. You got to put situations in my hands. You have to put everything in my hands, and you just have to move forward. God says, because I have double for you. He says, you thought that you was in a good space. He says, but I'm going to double your good space. And because God doubles it, it's going to be okay, you know. And so as you go through life, right, and as you deal with just people and situations, you got to always ask God for discernment. It's very important because everybody that claims and says, oh, I love Jesus, they don't. They love riches. They love money, and that's why they never have it, because they love it too much and they don't love God. You have to love God in order to have something. Amen. That's a message within itself. God is speaking. He says, you got to love me in order to have something. Amen. And you got to be able to bless people if you want something. If you're always trying to take from somebody or always trying to get ahead and step on somebody to get ahead, God says you're always going to be behind. You're going to have absolutely nothing. Amen. He says, and when you dig a ditch, you need to dig two or three more because you're going to fall deeper. And so we continue to reiterate this, and we continue to say this, and God says it's time to move forward. He says all that subtraction, he says that was for beginners. Now you are advanced. And because you are advanced in the kingdom, God says that he's going to establish you. He's going to establish us. You know, you've been walking with us, and we've been through the storms together. Amen. Everybody go through some storms, but when you can dance in the storms, that's the good part, because you know that God's going to see you through. Amen. Praise God. That's a shout right there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's life, and life happens, and we deal with people. I mean, we deal with people all over, and we love people. We But everybody don't love God, and that's the problem. Everybody don't love Jehovah, that's the problem. And people think they're going to get ahead. And God says, you're not going to get ahead by trying to beat everybody. You're not going to get ahead by lying. You're not going to get ahead by stealing. You're not going to get ahead by hating on people. You get ahead by loving people. You get ahead by loving God, Jehovah. You get ahead by helping somebody, building a bridge where somebody can cross over. Amen? Amen. So if we want to get ahead and if we want God to continue to bless us, then we have to bless other people. Amen? God says, once again, I am your shepherd, you shall not want. So that means on earth, we don't have to try to take from people. We don't have to lie on people to try to get ahead because we're going to just get further and further behind. God says he's going to pull you further behind because that's not of God. Amen. So some things you just have to let go, and you have to put them in God's hands and let God deal with it. And God will deal with it, trust me. And you don't glorify because Jehovah God deals with it. You don't be all happy, but you make sure that you continue to move forward and you help as many people along the way as possible because that's the only way that God's going to help you. People don't receive prosperity by taking from other people because you're taking from God, you're stealing from God. When we lie on people, we lie on God, and God don't like that. And no, he's not going to bless us, right? So, you know, God says it's time, and I'm talking about the individuals who listen to the ministry. He said it's time to leap. He says you're not only going to double, but you're going to leap triple. Right? And so you just have to believe in God and trust in God with all your heart and just keep going, right? Because God says, I'm going to establish you. He says, I am your shepherd, you shall not want. Amen? And God takes good care, trust me, of his sheep. But you have to get on board. What does that mean? It means you have to do people right. You have to treat people like you want to be treated because it's going to come right back around to you. It may not come back around to you today, to you next week, next month, next year, but it's coming back to you. It's going to come back triple, right? So wherever you're going, whatever path, make sure that you do the will of God. If you want to get ahead, you treat people right. Build bridges for them, right? Don't dig a ditch for them, but thank you digging a ditch because you're going to fall too. Build a bridge for people. Help people as much as you can. I didn't say enable people. I said help people as much as you can. If you can help somebody, if you can say an encouraging word, if you can help somebody out, do it. And just pray over it while you're doing it, because some people, you have to do that. And I'm just being real. You really do. Right? Because you never know the intentions of people. You never know the desperation. God calls it desperation. He says it's desperation of the spirit. They have nothing, so therefore they're desperate to steal from the world however they can, just like the devil. He says, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to and fro seeking who I can devour. He said, that's just what the devil does. He's just on the job. He's just doing his job. That's all. Right? But that's why God says he's on earth. That's not why he's not in heaven. God says, I can't establish you up. He says, if you're steady trying to tear people down, he says, think on the good things. So God says, you move forward. He says, you put all that in my hands. Me take care of that. See, what we want to do, we want to take care of everything ourselves. How do you do that? You say, oh, I'm angry, so I'm going to do it. No, give it to God. I guarantee you, God can take care of it better. Jehovah can take care of it better than anybody on this earth. I guarantee you. For real. Let it go. You know, let it go. Make a sacrifice. You got to sacrifice some things. You know, when we talk about you add those individuals that you want in your life, right? I was talking to a young group. I had the opportunity to speak to a young group a couple of days ago. And I said, when you add people to your life, you don't want to add messy people. And they just started laughing because I was being real with them. Messy people, people who gossip, people who they try to get ahead by taking from other people because they have nothing. You don't do that. You pray for those individuals. You want people in your circle who's encouragers. You want people in your circle who uplift and who love God, who love Jehovah as much as you do, who like to do right, who don't hate on people when they doing good. If somebody doing good, I'm say, hey, that's a good job, right? If somebody get a ride that look real good, I'm say, ooh, that's nice. I'm not gonna hate on. I don't even know how to hate on people. I don't, because I know who my father is. And I know who my shepherd is. You see what I'm saying? So you want people in your circle that's going to be uplifting. You know, we call them accountability partners. We call them, we pray with each other. We help each other. We lift each other. Those type of people, that's who you want in your journey. Some people are so fragile, they need about 10 or 12 of those individuals. People you can call up, say, hey, how you doing? They might have a bad day. Let me pray with you. Let me talk to you. Those type of people. That's the type of people you need in your circle. We talk about that all the time. You know, but if you are always around somebody who's in everybody's business except their own, right, worried about everybody else except their own business, always saying something negative, always hustling, trying to get or beat somebody out of something, then you're not going to move forward. God says, matter of fact, those holes that you're digging, you're going to fall real deep. Matter of fact, you're going to fall deeper than the person that you were digging it for. And I don't even know if they're going to fall in the hole. You're going to fall real deep. And so that's the type of conversations we need to have with these young people. Adding people who don't know how to hate. You know, you look nice. You had it. God bless you with this or that. Good. You don't hate on somebody. Great. You be happy for people. Genuinely. Don't be faking it. Don't be, you know, be happy. You know, I was always taught that. That's the type of background we come from. You be happy for people. You know, hating on people and all this stuff, digging ditches and all this stuff, trying to beat people out of stuff. I don't have time for that. Because God has, from day one, right, God has blessed. And he's blessed immensely. And as God blesses, I want to bless individuals as well. And that's what my life has always been about, always. I don't know how to hate people. I don't know how to hate on people. When that word came out, I thought it was funny. I don't know how to do that. I'm happy for you. You know what I'm saying? God bless you with a Rolls Royce. Great job. That looked good. You know? You be happy for people. You just graduated. Oh, my goodness. I'm happy for you. Keep going. Always an encouraging word. That's just how we were brought up. That's just where I come from. That's why we say we're in a good place. Because we can encourage each other. And those are the type of people that you want in your circle. Those type. Because as God is speaking, those are the people, God says, who has his inheritance. Who has his unmerited favor, his undeserving favor, those individuals. But if you see them and they have shovels in their hands, steady trying to figure out how they can beat people out of something, how they can destroy, God says they will always be at the back because God does not bless anything that Satan has put his stamp of approval on. That includes sin. That includes lying, cheating, stealing, all that. God doesn't put his stamp of approval. He says you must be worthy in order to get his stamp of approval. And so, if you want God to bless you, I'm just telling you, my listeners, those who listen, build bridges for people. Stop lying on folks. Accept the truth, whatever the truth is. If you lied, you just lied. If you lied on something, you just lied. That's just what it is. Ask God to forgive you. Right? If you dug a ditch and you see that you've fallen there too, ask God to help you get out the ditch. Stop digging ditches. Start building bridges. Start building things instead of tearing down things. Start worrying about what's going on with you, right? Instead of worrying about the Joneses and Smiths and all these other people. Because trust me, God gonna take care of them. But if you're too busy worrying about everybody else, something is lacking in your camp. And we being real. And this is how I talk when I go on different platforms, because we need to know this. People get upset. And God's not going to bless anything, as I said before, that's not like him. Learn to genuinely be happy for people. Learn to build bridges. Learn to be encouraging to other people, because it's going to come back to you. It might not come back right then, but it's going to come back to you. And God's going to make us remember. As far as those who continue to hold on to stuff, you still mad because somebody lied on you. You still mad because somebody tried to dig a ditch. Totally understand. But you got to let it go, because God can't get your blessing to you if you're holding on and thinking about this foolishness that's of the devil. You got to move forward. You have a purpose of living. God called you. He didn't call all these other people. He called you specifically. You don't just listen to this ministry by accident or by. He called you specifically. Stop reciprocating the same behaviors that Satan is throwing out there. Right? The liars, give them to God. The wrongdoers, give them to God. Stop worrying about it. You have, time is of the essence. You have to move forward. You cannot continuously put your time and energy on something that means absolutely nothing to you. You don't have it on your list. You didn't add this to your spiritual list. So why are you spending time on it? That doesn't make sense. God has already spoken, right? And he said, you know, if we can't empower people, and if we destroy people, we would never get blessed. Never. It's never going to happen for us. And you may not be wearing somebody's shoes today, but trust me, God has some shoes for you down the road. So we have to be careful. We never know how this life's going to turn up. We never know what's going to happen. We never know. We have no idea. When we wake up in the morning, we wake up and we thank God. We're too busy thanking God. We have no idea how life's going to turn out. We don't know. We trust and believe in God, but we have no idea. And those same people. Now, this is something that, and I'm talking to you because I want you to understand that this is something that our grandparents used to tell us. Those same people that we treated bad, those same people that we mistreated might have to give us a drink of water one day. They may. You never know how this life gonna turn up. You don't know. We don't know. You don't know. So you have to be careful. You never know who, you know, who you help, and 10 or 15 years later, you never know where they're gonna be. You never know what position they're gonna be in. You don't know. And so it's very important that we treat everybody the way we want to be treated, that we do people right, stop lying, and all these other things. It's very important because we don't know. Here today, gone tomorrow. Wow. Just like that. You don't know. And it's not a scare tactic. It's reality. Because you don't know. I mean, and I continue to say it. Our goal is to wake up in the morning, but we, well, in a few hours, we don't know. That's the goal. That's the plan. But we don't know. So we have to continue to believe and trust in God. And we have to continue to communicate with God and write the vision and make it plain. Amen? Amen. And I'm going to always say that and be obedient unto God, because we have to help this world. We have to get people to love rather than hate and hating on people. We have to get people to love more. That's just the bottom line. Amen. So, as I told you before, this is a empowerment. This is an uplifting ministry. But at the same time, we have to bring the truth. We have to bring the truth. Amen. Amen. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love. I think we're having some technological difficulties. Hold on just a second. All right, I want to thank each and every one of you for staying up with me, listening to the ministry. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody.